Good morning and welcome to Green Fleet Radio. Today our guest is Mr. James Turnwald. He's the Executive Director of the Michiana Area of Council of Governments, or MACOG. James, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, James, tell us a little bit about MACOG and what MACOG does as the Michiana Area of Council of Governments.
Yeah, so essentially local governments voluntarily formed MACOG, the Michiana Area Council of Governments, back in 1970. So we're turning 48 years old this year.
Happy birthday.
And the purpose of, thank you, the purpose of the organization is really to study and attempt to resolve for the benefit of each member and then the region, areas of interlocal issues. So what is an area of interlocal issues, you might ask? It's those things that are not necessarily held by traditional municipal boundaries. So that might be transportation or transit or economic development, environment, and kind of other issues that impact the region. So the simplest way that I explain this is that when you're a motorist, you don't necessarily realize when you're driving that you're transitioning from one city into a county or into a town. And so motorists don't acknowledge those municipal boundaries. And so we work on those types of topics that transcend traditional jurisdictional boundaries so that governments can coordinate together.
I see. I know MACOG was very busy in 2017. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about some of your highlights?
Sure. So from working on comprehensive plans for towns to seeing Line Bike launch in South Bend, assisting local governments in applying for community crossroads road funding, 2017 was a really busy year. One of the big aspects that we got into was solar. So in early 2017, MACOG hosted a SolSmart advisor to provide technical assistance to three of our cities, the city of Goshen, South Bend, and Napanee, to achieve SolSmart designation. Now, SolSmart designation might not be a familiar term. It's a program that was run by the Department of Energy, which helps aim cities and counties to capture the economic opportunities associated with solar energy. And they do this by providing technical assistance, which helps cities evaluate city processes, such as zoning and building codes and building permits to make sure that they are solar friendly as possible, which sometimes is a lot harder than it sounds. So that was a large undertaking in the early part of 2017, which resulted in Napanee achieving a bronze designation and Goshen achieving a gold designation. And the city of South Bend is continuing to work towards their gold designation.
Very exciting.
No, it was very exciting. Goshen was actually one of the first 40 communities in the United States to be designated.
Wow, that's very exciting. So what are some of the MACOG's plans for 2018?
Sure. So as we look forward to 2018, a lot of the work that we'll be working on includes the Volkswagen Mitigation Trust and planning for that. For those who aren't familiar, there's an environmental mitigation trust resulting from the settlement with Volkswagen for their diesel emissions issues. And so the goal is with that, there's about $41 million that Indiana has in trust where we'll be assisting municipalities with trying to work on various projects to improve their fleets. And so that might include replacing non-road support equipment or retrofitting various diesel vehicles that they have in their fleet. And so we'll be seeking a lot of that funding. Additionally, we'll be working on our Access to Core Services plan, which is a newer plan for our organization. It's going to be an in-depth and data-driven review of access and accessibility in the region across the four major modes of transportation. So walking, biking, transit, and automobile. And we think accessibility is a key component of measuring how well our transportation system is functioning and serving the people using it. And so the aim is really to make sure that we have a regional transportation system that not just provides fast and safe transportation, but it's also providing accessible and convenient transportation.
That sounds like a big undertaking, James. So how can people learn more about MACOG?
Sure. People can learn more about what we're doing at MACOG by visiting our website, which is MACOG.com. We're posting information there all the time about our various key dates that are coming up, our agendas for all of our public meetings, and there's detailed descriptions about all of our programs there.
You know, I know you said about public meetings, and I know that, you know, from attending some of those public meetings, you do get a lot of public support in the Michiana area. But I know you're always looking for more people to get involved with different programs and initiatives that are going on throughout the area. So if people would like to get involved with MACOG, how would they go about that, James?
Yeah, so we offer a number of different public programs. This last year, we helped lead a voluntary effort called Solarize, which was focused on educating the public about going solar and help facilitate over 70 people install solar installations on their household this year, and about another 20 in 2018 will install. So we constantly offer those kind of public education opportunities. One of our other programs is the Partners for Clean Air, which is a program focused on educating citizens and businesses to make voluntary efforts to clean the air. The program started back in 1994, and each year we do an awards luncheon, which this year will be on April 25th. And so we strongly encourage people to go to MACOG.com, look at those programs, seek out those kind of key dates. We post everything there. Additionally, our main governing board meetings are always on the second Wednesday of the month and typically held in our offices, so they can always participate that way as well.
Wonderful. And any closing thoughts as we come to the end of our program, James?
Sure. It's been an exciting year for 2017. The organization has been around for 48 years, and we're constantly seeking additional ways to help our local governments and advance our region. We've seen a lot of growth and development really in the region throughout 2017 as a result of regional cities and those efforts. And so I'm very excited for 2018 and all that it holds as we start out on that new year.
Well, happy birthday, 48 years, and that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks again to our guest, James Turnwald. He's the executive director of MACOG. And Green Fleet Radio airs three times every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. Be sure to join in and visit us online at southshorecleancities.org. And thanks for joining us. Remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy. Thank you, James.
Thank you.